This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
We've told you all about the Community Foundation, and Tony had a scheduling change this morning and is not able to join us, but he has turned it over to the very capable hands of two guests who are joining us here today. Kathy Carter, who handles this adult scholarship program for the Community Foundation. Kathy, good morning. How did you get involved in this?
I've been at the Community Foundation for.
Can I get you just get a little closer to that microphone? There you go.
I've been at the Community Foundation for 6 years, and I've worked with scholarships for the high school students. And last year, we added a new scholarship, the adult scholarship, and started working with that. And it's been very exciting ever since.
All right, and so tell me about. I feel like some people think that there's all of these obstacles in life, and there's no help or no way to get to the next level, and yet we constantly. On this show, learn about incredible opportunities that are out there. And people may not be thinking about adult scholarships. So kind of break it down for me exactly what it means, who's eligible. I know the deadline is approaching pretty quick, but just walk through the program like you're telling somebody for the first time.
Okay. The adult scholarship, you must be a Macon County resident and be 24 years of age or older. You need to plan on attending either Richland Community College or Millikan University. And you have to have a three-year gap between programs, like when you started your maybe from high school, 3 years, and then your associate's degree.
Okay.
And then are 3 years between maybe your master's or your bachelor's and then your master's. So you can go on to obtain those three different degrees. Financial aid is also, we look at that, consider that when we're awarding the scholarships. And last year we awarded... five scholarships. Each student received $2,500 per individual, which covers tuition. You know, can be used for fees, books, etc.
All right, and so Kelsey here today. And Kelsey, I'm going to butcher your last name, so give it to me one more time.
Wiak.
Yes. That's a great name, yeah. But I would never. You give me 1,000 chances, I would have mispronounced it every single time. You work at Macon Resources at MRI.
I do. Yes. All right. Yes, well, I've worked at Macon Resources for a little over 4.5 years. So. Yeah, I've loved every minute of it.
All right. Well, say hello to Amy and the crew when you get back today. So you were a recipient of one of these scholarships.
I did, yes. I received the scholarship last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision to go back to school was obviously a big one. You know, I obviously had the job at Macon Resources, but I do want more for myself. So that decision was a big one. And the financial burden is a big piece of that decision. So the assistance from the Community Foundation was huge.
All right. And walk me through sort of the process. Is it hard to do? I mean, you know, filling out the application, you know, from a user standpoint.
Sure. Yeah. No. The portal that you log on to through the Community Foundation is super easy, user friendly. The essay is kind of just sitting down with yourself and being honest with where you want to go and your goals and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and so Kathy, the funding that's available now will be for spring of next year, correct?
Yes, it opened up September 1, and the deadline is November 1st for spring semester 2022. And then we will open again, all the scholarships for the high school and the adult scholarship will open again on January 1st through March 1st, and that will be for fall 2022.
Okay, and what do you think is the barrier for some people? Are they just intimidated by the process? Or, you know, when you start talking about online applications, I think mm-hmm. sometimes people kind of get a little glazed look in their eyes. Is there somebody that can kind of walk people through questions?
Yes, I'm always available. Anybody can call me and I'll help them online do that.
Okay.
And encourage them and be there for them, you know, whatever questions they may have.
Okay. And once again, MaconCountyGives.org is the website. You can find it on the front page or just /adult-scholarships will get you to that. And how many do you receive on average? Do you know?
Well, right now, it's starting out slow, but we have 9 students right now online working on the process, and 2 are complete. So I'm calling them, encouraging them to finish. And we would love more applications.
Well, talk to me about what it meant for you. I mean, just as you said, that financial assistance, I mean, that's a burden. You're doing a full-time job, whatever family, and you want to make yourself better and give yourself some options. How big a deal was it for you to receive
absolutely.
That cash?
Yeah, absolutely. It was huge. You know, there is a lot on my plate, and I've got a lot of stressors in my life, but that assistance from the Community Foundation was able to relieve some of that stress on the financial end.
All right, that's great stuff and good stuff. So once again, November 1st, so you got a couple of weeks. You still have some time to get involved, but not a lot.
Right.
All right. So do you get for all age ranges and all demographics?
Yes, all age ranges. They have to be 24 years of age, but most of this people or the students that apply, we've got them all the way up to 50s, you know, in the 50s. So we know their lives are busy with your children. Some of them are married. Some of them, their kids are gone, and they just want to go back to school and get that degree they always wanted. So really want to encourage people to apply. It's a great thing. I did it myself. I graduated from the PACE program at Millikan in my 50s, and it was the greatest experience, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything. It was rough because you're working full-time and family,
sure.
But I just encourage anybody that wants and thinking about doing it to please do it.
All right, $38,000 you guys give away over those two scholarship cycles in the spring and the fall every year, which, you know, that's a big difference in their lives individually. Mm-hmm. How is it funded through the Community Foundation?
We have anonymous donor
through
the Community Foundation. And another thing I wanted to mention, too, the five students that received the scholarship last year will be able to renew that scholarship this coming semester for spring semester.
So it's not a one, you know, one and out.
Yeah, not one and out. We want to help you as much as we can throughout. We're going to look at GPA once you complete a semester to see where that is. We want a 3.0 at least, and I don't think that's hard to do when you're really determined to go back to school.
All right, it's amazing if you want to give, you think about the impact, you know, somebody's having for the $38,000 a year and impacting those people's lives. The Community Foundation is a great place to start. And what's great about it is that your money can follow your passion, and the Community Foundation does all the work for you. You know, whether it's education or it's art or it's music or whatever it might be, those dollars go to work in this community every single day. This is just one example of how it happens. All right.
Yes.
Guys, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much for coming in, and tell everybody at Macon Resources we said hello, and keep up the great work. November 1st is the deadline.
It's the deadline this time around, and then January 1, it starts all over again.
All right, MaconCountyGives.org is the website.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit NewhoffMedia.com.